From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an investigation into the downing of a passenger jet points some blame at Russia. Dutch-led criminal investigators Wednesday said they had solid evidence that a Malaysian jet was shot down by a missile moved into eastern Ukraine from Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Investigation Chief Wilbert Paulussen said Wednesday the probe confirms an earlier probe by the Dutch Safety Board, concluding that flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian-made Buk missile, a claim Russia has denied.
De Buk-Taylor die is gebruikt is vanaf het grondgebied van de Russische.
He said the Buk missile came from Russia and was returned to the Russian Federation after the launch. All 298 passengers on the plane died after it broke apart while traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Former Israeli president and elder statesman Shimon Peres, a joint winner of the 1994 Nobel Peace Prize and an influential figure in Israeli politics for 70 years, died Wednesday, 2 weeks after suffering a massive stroke. He was 93. U.S. President Barack Obama said a light has gone out. The U.S. president added, there are few people who we share this world with who change the course of human history, not just through their role in human events, but because they expand our moral imagination and force us to expect more of ourselves. My friend Shimon was one of those people. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas issued a statement saying he had sent a condolence letter to the family expressing his sadness and regret and praising Peres's intensive efforts to reach out for a lasting peace until the last days. Obama, Britain's Prince Charles, and former U.S. President Bill Clinton are among those expected to attend the funeral, according to Israel Radio. This is VOA.